This is tying up through here. This is our chance. It's the timing.
There you go.
Oh, this, all this stuff, yeah, the suburbs.
Yeah.
It's a coast rate.
Thank you, Kristen.
This is so I don't forget. This is from the absent member.
The absent member? Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody else got theirs already.
How did he know?
So, give us some ideas. Apparently this is the right way. Here's the window wall here. And here's the bathroom. That's the library. The front door. So I've just red marked what everyone else wanted so far. I gotta figure out which I'm doing it. I don't know how you want it. Typically it's an L configuration. And then where you might want your computer monitor. If you give it a think, I'll bug you Tuesday at the latest. So tell me right now. How do you want to have to talk to me? I know you wanted this half for here. So I'd almost assume we can try to face towards the windows, but that's up to you. So you can be an L like this, or an L like this, and then
Then that board would have to be moved over here.
Not necessarily. Sean's doing that. You don't necessarily have to have a wall on the end of your desk. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like you don't have one now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's up to you. If you want to move it, that's fine. The only thing is, these can't be like floating, they'll fall over. So they need either a 2-footer or a 4-footer on them when you're not connected to someone else.
Yeah.
You know, like Sean has a straight one because Mark has a 2-footer here. You know, this is a straight one. It's open because of the 2-footer here. So if you wanted to, we could change this to a 2 and a 2. And then do an L like this. And then either your monitor can face the corner, or can face here.
No, I can't. You do it seriously.
Like Sean. something like this, and then leave this open. And it's not to scale, so. Subject to change. This move has been ridiculous.
Okay. It's been fun.
I don't know if I use the word fun.
Yeah, I'm out.
That's a three-letter word I would not.
I'm all next week, so everything has to go to Yvonne.
Okay, no problem.
Things work when you're not here, you know.
I know. He didn't wanna see everybody, and so he just dropped it off and gave it to me and said, "Hands out for me."
Hand these out for me. Spend a lot of time like observing likes and dislikes and trying to keep everybody happy.
Yeah,
and like moving the show along.
Yeah.
You ever cut anyone's mic off? All right, that's enough.
Well, Tim, you want to get underway?
Sure.
I'll announce this again. This is LU07150908, Kevin Ball. Holst Architecture, 1414 Southwest 6th Avenue. And this is a remodel of the days that I just had.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, this is, as stated, Land Use 307-150908, design review and modification request. I'll make a brief presentation. I also want to point out, I do have some revised staff reports that just cleaned up a couple computer errors that had nothing to do with staff. So if you chose to, you have a complete thorough report.
Who's it due to?
It was a gremlin.
Is that a staff gremlin?
Yeah.
So we have a complete staff report.
Short version is this. I'm going to hand you a pack of paper that basically looks the same and cleans up some errors. If you happen to catch them, they're fixed.
But do we get anything for catching them? You can point them out.
I'm not predetermining the outcome. I just want to make sure for procedure.
Procedurally, it's tight. They were typos. They're not legislative. Nothing of that sort. And I will be brief. This is the zoning approval criteria for the site. This is a CXD zone, central commercial design overlay. This is, of course, in the Central City Plan District.
potential floor area ratio is 9:1. The 300-foot height limit bonus height is available, and this is applicable for the Central City Fundamental Design Guidelines. I know we are familiar with the site. It is nearby. This is the Days Inn Hotel. Almost a full block, a small 8-block portion, which is the Java Man store. It's not part of this site. Notice the notch in the corner of 6 and Clay. Also bounded by Columbia and 5th. This is an aerial view of the site looking northeast. Of course, it's catty corner from the Wells Fargo Tower, DMV post office. Again, just down the street. So quickly, the Days Inn remodel, or otherwise to be known as the 1414 Hotel, include replacing existing windows on upper floors, removing existing metal mansard style cornice, converting existing surface parking lot into a courtyard along the west facade facing 6th, adding storefront at the ground floor, adding interior square footage in the form of an enlarged hotel lobby facing southwest Clay, and the reconfiguration of the existing surface parking lot. The entrance of the below grade parking due to the site's steep slope to the northeast has already been reoriented off of southwest Columbia. This was due to the light rail running up southwest 5th. The surface parking lot will continue to be accessed from southwest Clay at the southeast corner. The existing surface parking lot facing 6th is to be replaced in more depth with a new pedestrian courtyard, a long covered walkway, linking the street, and accessing the recessed hotel lobby. Vertical garden wall is proposed, as well as a rainwater collection pool and stone base at the south end of the courtyard. There are effectively 3 modification areas for the site. 2 has been grouped as 1 modification related to the 2 required loading stalls that will be located in the lower level parking area. Predominantly the modification is to the depth, but also to the height. The loading is located in the existing structure parking area, which has clearance reductions of 8'6". The modification related to the transit street main entrance, which triggered due to the new lobby space being added. I have a graphic on the next slide to help explain that. And it is also directly tied to the required building line requirement. Also a trigger because of the new square footage added to the building. Of course, the architects and the designers will go through the site more specifically. This is the site plan. Of course, it is nearly a full block, but it has 4 street frontages. Notably, the things added are the new courtyard area, which currently is a parking area and a pool. And then, of course, along Clay and the porte-cochere to allow drop-in and drop-off from Southwest Clay. Just to go through the modifications with you so you understand them. The red circles indicate transit street main entrance requirements. What happened is on the first floor existing was just a drive-through drop-off loading area for the existing use. That has been infilled, noted in the shaded red. That triggered a couple of standards, and that would be the transit street main entrance standard and, of course, the required building line requirement. The modifications were triggered because the new development was not put where the code would otherwise like it to be, which is at the street. Therefore, the modifications triggered the transit street main entrance requirement to be placed not at the street, but rather at the lobby where it is, at the existing building mass. And likewise, from Clay, similarly, the required building line requirement asks for the same thing as the new development to be at the street. This, for the same reasons, triggered the modification request. And staff did find them to be very approvable. The other relates to loading, and this is the level below. It's notably, this is where the loading stalls are located. PDOT is fine with this. So, in summary, staff recommends approval of everything. That's it.
So, you are indeed the poster child of the efficient and quick staff presentation.
And I don't mean to glib. I know we're under pressure, but this was a slam dunk project. So I'm looking forward to your agreeing.
And all of you nicely succinct presentation. And on that note, turn it over to the applicant.
Thank you, Tim. Name is Kevin Volk.
last name is spelled V-A-L-K. Full address at Holst Architecture is 110 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. I'd like to start off with introducing Desmond Nolander, who's one of the partners with Posh Ventures LLC, who currently owns the property and will be driving the town.
Hi, my name is Desmond Nolander. Pleasure to be here. Full name is Desmond Nolander, last name Nolander, M-O-L-L-E-N-D-O-R. Address is 1414 Southwest 6th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97201. Very happy to be here. And just tell you a little bit about our group, I guess, is just myself and two other partners, Alan Battersby, who lived in Seattle for, I think, about 25 years now, and has been operating and owning hotels for about 35 years now. The other partner, Craig Schaefer, was a hotel broker, has always lived in Washington, grew up in Tacoma, went to Washington State University, upon graduating Washington State, became a hotel broker, and now owns his own property in downtown Seattle. And myself, this is a really exciting project because I grew up in Portland. I grew up in Westland, went to Westland High School, went to Portland State University. Upon graduating, I went to Seattle and started working with Alan and Craig, and I worked with them for about 15 years now. So it's, I think we're really excited about this project, really excited about being back in Portland, and just seems like there's a lot of exciting things. It's a good time to be here, a lot of growth happening, and we're really excited to be part of it. And hope you feel the same about this project, and give us your blessings and allow us to move forward and keep our schedule. Thank you.
Very well, thank you. And we always like to have developers here that are building projects, and especially when you make the effort to come out of town to be here and with the presentation application. It's much appreciated. I appreciate it. Well, that Portland.
Yes, thank you.
Look forward to your presentation.
Great, thank you.
Thanks, Desmond. I will make every effort to be succinct as well, maybe not as much as Tim, but I've been asked by another individual to make it succinct. So the 1414 Hotel, I want to make it clear right off the bat that that is not going to be the name of the hotel. They're still currently working on the branding for the hotel, so at this point it's a placeholder. That's what we're referring to it as. So we don't refer to it as the Days Inn project. So we'll start out with a quick review of the site location. As Tim said, it's between 5th and 6th Avenue and Columbia and Clay. Close proximity to the PSU campus, which is just 3 blocks to the south, as well as the park blocks to the west and several smaller parks to the east, including Chapman Square, Keller Fountain, and Pettigrove Park. In addition to the parks, we have a couple of unique urban experiences to Portland. We have Pioneer Square, which is several blocks to the north, as well as the Urban Center at PSU, which is just 3 blocks to the south. Along 5th and 6th Avenue, it's part of the new TriMet bus mall project. There will be bus lines running both north and south along 5th and 6th, in addition to the Portland Streetcar, which runs along down 10th and 11th and meets up over at the Urban Center. In addition to that, we have MAX trains, which will be running all the way to 405 past the site on both sides to Union Station.
Can you focus it a bit? I don't think I'm the only one to split.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure. Perfect. Okay. Sorry about that.
So moving on to a few photos of the existing building. The building was built in 1962, primarily a CMU and concrete building with aluminum window infills at the guest rooms at the upper levels. You can see a mansard roof that was added to the parapet conditions along all sides of the room towers or the room wings back in 1976, as well as some awnings and canopies that have been placed around the site for the previous owners of the project Days Inn and the past owners as well. So here's an existing garage or lower level plan.
The entrance off of Southwest Columbia to the existing parking area has actually already been moved and was part of a design review process that got completed before the work on Fifth Avenue has started. So that's current existing condition. Existing ground floor plan, you can see the area of ground floor space that's interior, which includes the lobby area, restaurant lounge area, as well as some meeting rooms. And then the driveway entrances off of both Southwest Clay and Southwest Sixth Avenue that create the carport going underneath the south wing of the hotel and allowing access from both Clay and Sixth Avenue. I think what we want to point out here is the strong vehicular orientation for this hotel. When it was built in the 60s, it was actually considered a motor lodge and was called the Portland Motor Inn for quite some time. The car was a pretty big part of the project. Hotel development over the years. Here we have a proposed ground floor or lower level garage area. Two key features that I want to point out with this, in addition to the development of 5th and 6th for the Transit Street, we have a new ramp that we'll be providing that will bring valet service from the upper level ground floor area down to the garage area, which will be valet parking. In addition to that, we have some wood screen elements that will be screening existing openings at the garage level from the street. Here we have the upper or ground floor plan. You can see that the 6th Avenue entrance here has been removed as part of the TriMet plan with the car vehicular entrance on Southwest Clay wrapping around for the Port Cochere. As Tim mentioned, we have the existing area of the ground floor space as well as the addition for the new lobby. The extension of the lobby allows for the framing of the courtyard with 6th Avenue, allows for the restaurant space to expand to the south and open up to the courtyard as well. Here we have our project in relationship to the surroundings. You can see the shape, the T-shape of the upper wings of the hotel, the courtyard here. A couple distinct buildings in our neighborhood. We have the United Plaza building directly to the north. And that creates a plaza space along 6th Avenue. We have the Oregonian building, Belushi building to the northwest, Wells Fargo Center is to the northeast, and as Tim mentioned, I believe the post office is here to the north, southwest, DMV, and then Portland Plaza to the southeast. A couple pictures of the surrounding buildings just to orient everybody. And back on the slide, it's provided locations for the entries to both the plazas and the buildings for those existing buildings. So talking about the concepts for the building as I mentioned was built in 1962. For us, it relates directly to the international style with its simple forms and the extruded nature of the rooms and towers above. Here we have the Bauhaus building from Walter Gropius in 1926 in Dessau, where you can see the clear delineation of form, of function through form. We have the stair tower at the end and then the studio glass wall coming off of that. On the lower portion, we have a few Corbu projects where we see a concrete frame with infill paneling, both at the Swiss Pavilion and at the Unité, as well as the Villa Savoia that shows a relationship of the interior space to a courtyard space as we're proposing. And then on the upper right, a more contemporary rooftop garden, which shows the pavers and the plush landscape that we're trying to achieve as well. So quickly, a few project goals and objectives from the design guidelines, emphasizing Portland themes, reuse, rehabilitate, restore buildings, reinforce and enhance the pedestrian system, provide stopping and viewing places, respecting the architectural integrity, and differentiating the sidewalk level of the building. Now, architecturally, our responses to those include improved pedestrian entry points and connections, landscaped courtyard, larger storefront windows at the ground level, extension of the lobby towards the street, upgraded building surfaces, new public art, new canopies, new energy-efficient windows, and the delineation of the function of the building through the forms. So here's an enlarged ground level plan. You can see the you can see the T shape of the building as I mentioned, the courtyard space, as well as the porte cochere area. A couple of the bigger items we'll focus on today. Here is the plan 2 through 5, the upper floors of the T, 36 rooms per floor, 108 rooms total. All of the rooms will receive new windows, aluminum window system, thermally broken with meets energy code. So along with that, we have the three stair towers that bookend the towers and provide distinct forms from the exterior. Setbacks, existing setbacks of the tower from the street. At the north side is 13.5 feet. The east side along Fifth Avenue, the south tower, setback 42 feet, 4 inches. And then on the west side, the south tower, setback 104 feet at the courtyard area. Roof plan, again showing the two stair towers that extend up to the roof providing access. The roof plan is existing. We're reusing the existing mechanical system. We're providing a new roof at the rooftop, but the mechanical systems and equipment that are there remain. It's primarily ductwork, as well as a chiller and elevator overrun. There's no gas packs up on the roof. We've got a split system, or excuse me, a two-pipe system and a four-pipe system with units inside. So here we get to some views from the exterior. Here's a view from the southwest along 6th Avenue that Tim showed as well. You can see the clear delineation of the form of the stair towers versus the form of the hotel wings. We separated that through the use of three different colors of stucco plaster. Here at the ground level of the northwest corner, there's a restaurant area with an existing architectural roofline. We're extending that roofline into a soffit that frames the entry to the courtyard and really defines the edge of the street along 6th Avenue. At the upper areas, we have the new windows. Below the windows, there's an existing CMU wall that remains, gets stuccoed as well. The dark dark chocolate color, or bronze anodized color, to match the windows and the staircase. So here's a view from the northwest corner. This is the restaurant entry down at the corner. The work here is to extend the windows down to the level of the floor, providing a greater interaction between the sidewalk and the interior space of the restaurant itself. We have the anodized aluminum structurally silicone glazed storefront system there. We also have a new stainless steel canopy that comes out, identifies the restaurant entry. The restaurant entry currently exists in this location, so the stairs and the setback all remain. We provide some new features to identify it and try to clearly separate it from the rest of the building. Here's a view from the northeast corner. You can see that the northeast corner is the low point on the site. So we have one level of the garage area exposed at this point with the streets, Fifth Avenue, as well as Columbia, sloping up to the higher elevation of the ground floor. At the north elevation, we have new windows coming in for meeting rooms, opening new holes in the existing walls, and some new windows that go into existing openings, wrapping the corner, providing more of a presence to that corner, more of a connection to the street as well. We have some existing cultured stone veneer that's being removed from these infill panels. Right now, this whole north elevation, aside from these restaurant windows at the west side, is a solid wall. And then at the garage level, we have a wood screen system that screens the garage to limit views in, while still maintaining our open garage requirements. Here's a view from the southeast corner at 5th and Clay. Here's the porte cochere area, so a driveway entry exit would be over here, right adjacent to these folks in rendering. End walls of the upper stories all are existing CMU that get stuccoed over to provide a smooth finish. There is a joint pattern on there that's pretty simple. It's a little faint and difficult to see. We also have new signage at the corner, as well as a new cap on an existing concrete wall to screen some parking along that Fifth Avenue street as well. So quickly, some existing elevations, mansard roof up at the parapet that's been added, garage openings,
that are existing that have some guardrail protection at that, at this point. Same with the north and south elevations. You can see the scale infill and the solid nature of the north elevation that currently exists. So here are some renderings of the proposed elevations. Again, at the restaurant entry, larger windows, delineation of the forms through the different colors of stucco. At the east elevation, again, the garage at the lower level, new windows up above with the darker panels below. And here we have that north elevation where we provided three bays of new windows into the meeting rooms, provide some more glass at that elevation, some more north light coming into those rooms, and some better street presence as well. So quickly, some materials, which we also have samples of on the table behind me. We have an Ipe wood siding that occurs at the exterior walls of the new lobby area adjacent to the parking. Some painted steel at the guardrails, the three different stuccos from an off-white to a beige and anodized brown color, as well as the stainless steel paneling that occurs at the restaurant entry. Some courtyard and porte-cochere materials, Ipe decking at the courtyard, as well as some screens at the garage and the courtyard, decomposed granite area with some fire pits that will be made of Corten steel, along with some planters at the courtyard area. Paper system throughout a portion of the courtyard, some cementitious paneling over a wall of the ramp, along the living wall, and some concrete at both the ground surface and bench materials at the courtyard space as well. So getting into the courtyard a little bit more in depth, some precedent studies. On the upper left, you can see the living wall condition. This has been done several times up in Vancouver, British Columbia, as well as in France. To the best of our knowledge, hasn't been done here in Portland to date, so we're pretty excited about that. Middle photo, get the idea of the fire pit and the heart, the warmth of the exterior space. Here we have a pixelated planting image on the right, which really just provided as a provided itself as a concept for the planting area at the courtyard. Lower left, decomposed granite at Jameson Square, and some paver system as well. That happens at both the courtyard and the porte-cochere. So the plan of the courtyard area, the extension of the lobby on the right allows for the defining of this square courtyard. We have a semi-public area of the restaurant space, so the restaurant along the north wall of the courtyard with fully glazed openings that allow people to utilize that space as part of the restaurant and hotel. Then we have a public side to the courtyard, which is plantings, a pixelated planting, paver, stone infill area that allows us to get our sand filter along the south edge of the courtyard, as well as some lighting up onto the living wall. This area here is the ramp down below from the porte-cochere area, which has a planted roof on it and provides continuity from viewing from the hotel rooms from that upper roof area down the wall and then onto the surface of the courtyard. Here along the boardwalk, we have a glass and steel cantilever canopy that extends from the lobby area on the right all the way out to the public right-of-way, extends 4 feet into the right-of-way, delineates that path along with some light bollards and the planters for the trees along that path as well. One thing to point out too is along the concrete ramp from the sidewalk up to the boardwalk, we have two planted areas to the north and south. That's the area where we've been working with TriMet for public art. We have an artist that we've been working with that TriMet has suggested that we'll have, at this point, three pieces of public art in that area, for both viewing from the street and the interaction from the street, as well as from the courtyard itself.
Who's that? Who's the artist?
Michihiro Kasumi. So it's a stone, stacked stonework. We haven't set on anything yet, but he's working on it. Here's a quick section through the courtyard restaurant area to the left. This is looking east, glass wall of the lobby area beyond, and the cantilever canopy in the center with the living wall to the right. Here, views north and south elevations from the courtyard.
view north to the restaurant glass area through the canopy, the vertical members of the canopy that support it, and the screen wall will create a delineation between the semi-public and the public space. And then a view south to the living wall and cementitious paneling to the sides to create the background from the living wall itself. So here's getting to some views of the courtyard entry off of 6th Avenue. The steel and glass cantilever canopy that extends throughout the courtyard and into the public right-of-way. The planted areas to the sides of that, that'll have the artwork in three locations. And the stucco soffit that extends an architectural feature that exists across and down to create this framework for the entry into the courtyard, as well as the definition of the edge of the street. So we've got a couple heights, canopies at 9 feet above the sidewalk, soffit is at 10, and then our low wall here with the screen on top is at 3, so it allows views into that courtyard from the street area. So here's a view, existing view of where you would be entering the courtyard from the sidewalk. You can see on the right, there's a pool, raised pool area, and then our neighboring building behind, windows from all the hotel rooms, obviously, that get replaced. And then down here on the lower left in this dark area is the existing entry into the lobby. So you can see all the parking that wraps around, and then you enter at the knuckle of the T, really, the joint of the T. So here's the proposed view underneath the canopy that protects you all the way to the lobby area. The right is the living wall. The left is the semi-public area of the restaurant. Light bollards stepping down the boardwalk, as well as the Corten planters spaced throughout the courtyard. So here's a view of the living wall. I'll go into a little bit more detail on the system itself. But it's a modular system that gets attached to the wall with some pre-planted materials that are allowed to grow off-site and then get installed, not fully mature, but not from seed. So you can see the areas of planting at the courtyard areas, concrete benches, paver system. The cementitious paneling is to be broken down into a manner similar to the paver, so that the relationship of the wall to the horizontal surface is continuous. Here's a view to the entry into the lobby at the end of the boardwalk. Here's a view from the semi-private area of the decomposed granite with the fire pits and planters back towards the street. Casual area of seating. Here from the opposite corner, looking back towards the hotel, you can see the rooms with the view into the courtyard, the screening of the upper plantings over the top of the canopy, that over the top of the ramp, and views to the vertical wall behind as well. So detail of that transition at the street, where we have our stucco soffit, that's an extension of the architectural elements, and the steel canopy that slides underneath that, provides an area for signage out over the public right-of-way. Cross-section through that, the cantilever, so the north side of the canopy has columns that allow it to cantilever 9.5 feet over the boardwalk for the length of that boardwalk. Some precedents in detailing on that vertical living wall. These are all some images up above of a courtyard space, as well as the exterior of the building. On below, some details. Basically, what we have is a stainless steel frame structure that gets attached to the concrete wall of the ramp, which then holds these 12 by 12 cubes or boxes of planting materials that get installed after they're done. So it's a company out of Vancouver who's done quite a few of these, has the system down pretty well, and guarantees that the plants will survive. Here's a planting plan of the landscape. You can see the 9 trees, which are Japanese maple trees throughout the courtyard, which were chosen for their coral bark for the wintertime, so that when the trees don't have their leaves, they still provide a nice presence in the courtyard with their coloring. Different planting areas ranging from mosses to velvet grasses and some bamboos, throughout the courtyard, different heights of plantings and stuff up and down, and then the upper planting area of the ramp down to the garage area. Some of those plants as well, which are, that's all in the packet. So moving from the courtyard area over to the porte cochere area, which is along Southwest 6th, or excuse me, along Southwest Clay. The lobby extension brings the entry for the hotel closer to the street and allows for greater connection, both pedestrian and vehicular, and limits that vehicular connection. So here's some views of the existing conditions. You can see the open nature of the south wing with parking below as well as parking to the right. We're filling in a good portion of this lower south, or the south area for the lobby. Here in plan, the lobby area back here. Pedestrian entry marked with a canopy that's overhead and extends out from underneath the south wing, allows the pedestrian a strong access point into the valet area and the lobby itself. Because of our existing grades, we're able to basically keep the grade from sidewalk level into the lobby. So the vehicular access will have to ramp up over the pedestrian path. The whole idea is that we're really expressing the pedestrian paths and limiting the vehicular paths so that you know, we're not having pedestrians walk across the driveway, but we're having cars drive across the pedestrian path, is the intent. Here you can see we have a small raised curb that would allow the access to the garage ramp that fits into this area. So valet, and that's for valet access only. So the trained valet staff drives down the ramp to the lower area. The corner, we have a new planter that will sit on the existing concrete slab, making some of the parking at the corner, providing a backdrop for that corner. And RCP of that area that sort of defines the edge of the room that we're trying to create for that porte cochere to make it a personal experience. A couple quick sections through there, the lobby being up here and then through the pedestrian path. We have a planter as well that defines the edge of that pedestrian path, and as well defines the edge of the street. Here you can see the ramping up of the vehicular driveway to where the pedestrian path is. So we've got a few views that we'll kind of try and walk you through quickly of this porte cochere area. You can see the wood ceiling that extends out over the into the public right away. We've got a solid wood ceiling back below the building, and then when it sneaks out underneath, away from the building, it becomes a screen element, reflecting the break from being below the building as well as the screens that are in other parts of the project. Here we have the planter along the street edge and defining the opening into that pedestrian path. Here another view from the sidewalk, the extent of that. In the back, you can see the glass area for the lobby, the valet area here where the wood comes down from the ceiling into that back wall of the valet and then extends down across the back wall of that lobby extension. A view from where you walk into that porte cochere from the sidewalk. Here another view back, you know, you can see the lobby glass area as well as the door into the valet. Here a view back to the street from the valet area. You know, we have an existing stairwell that's a CMU structure here as well, covered that in wood on two sides in order to tie into the ceiling and define the extent of that room. Here's a view back from the your back window when you're leading into the lobby area. And here, this perspective is a little distorted, but I think it gives you a good idea of what's happening with the extension of the canopy, the definition of this porte cochere room, and then the continuation of that wood material into the siding of this area to separate itself from the upper floors of the hotel. And I apologize, I'm trying to make this up a little bit. So some details of the canopies of the porte cochere can be run off of the existing structure. Here you can see the open nature once it leaves the structure.
Can you wrap up in about 2 or 3 minutes?
Sure.
Here at the corner, we've got new signage cut into the existing concrete wall, backlit, some stainless steel letters, a new screen element placed on top of the existing 3-foot wall to provide greater screen for the parking. Here's some larger detail of that in relationship to a car. You can see the existing condition on the upper right. Some larger elevations and details of that screen. Here's the this garage screen at the lower level. Here's an existing photo here where you can see the openings into the garage. Part of TriMet's new bus mall area has removed this 2-foot planting strip from in front of the building on three sides. There's some two mature trees that remain right adjacent to the property, but now the sidewalk will go directly up to the edge of the building. So we've proposed a wood screen system that acts as both a security element as well as a visual screen into the garage. We've got a steel framework with ePay slats that get attached to it. The ePay sits both on the outside and inside of the frame in different locations, so you get a depth to that screen. Also, some of the slats are taller than others, so you get a movement throughout the screen. It's a visual interest that we think provides something to look at other than the garage area behind. So here you can some details on the left, but you can see views of that screen, both a perpendicular view into the garage area of those screens, and you can see it's a little maybe tough to see this image, but the package shows it, where you see that some variety in the sizing of those slats. And then the oblique view, you can see where you get to a more extreme oblique angle, that screen appears to be solid, as opposed to when you're looking at a 90-degree angle. So when you're walking down the sidewalk, you get a variety of views into that area. We did study a few different ideas for that screening, understanding that it's an important element. We studied some horizontal screening, which we felt allowed for a continuous view into the sidewalk or into the parking when you're walking. We studied a more of a trellis pattern that we just didn't felt went with the building, wasn't cohesive. So we looked at the vertical elements, which as a solid vertical continuous looked very much like a jail situation. So we started getting to this idea where you're providing some play within that screen to provide the visual interest and distraction really from the garage area behind. So quickly, restaurant entry. There is a new bus station that will be right adjacent to the restaurant area. You can see the stainless steel canopy as well as the stainless steel flat wall with the restaurant signage. Lower area shows the existing conditions of the awning, the dark windows, and the landscaping in front. Opening that up to connect into the street is the intention. Here's the section through that canopy at the restaurant area, and the detail of the signage as well. Different signage throughout the building. As I said, the 1414 is really just a placeholder, but primarily we're looking at stainless steel cut letters adhered to the building end walls in 3 locations with some lighting below, stainless steel letters at the end of the canopy into the courtyard, as well as at the wood wall of the porte cochere. Large area of the windows at the guest rooms. We have an aluminum window system, thermally broken, with 2 fixed panels as well as 1 operable panel, and there's the stucco system below, and a new aluminum sill flashing that will match the windows. And the idea is that the stucco color matches the windows as well. Some of the various window details throughout the project at the restaurant, the lobby, the guest rooms. Here we have the guardrails, very simple vertical steel painted guardrail system that falls into the forms of the stair towers. And then to end, we've got just a couple of views of the interiors. We're working with, of course, a Steikoff to develop the interiors as really flowing to the outside courtyard area. And we'll end on exterior night view, showing some of the different lighting along the eyebrows or ledges of the building that will highlight the architecture. Thank you. I'd also let you know that Jane Hansen from Lango Hansen is here, who we are working with on the courtyard sign, so she can answer any questions regarding that if I can.
Thank you. Nicely done. Any questions from the commission? Yeah?
Actually, it's on the parking garage lighting. Are you guys replacing the parking garage lighting?
We are. There's currently exposed strip lights there with exposed lamps. And our intent, the parking garage remains open. It is fairly, it's an area where there will be loading and the ceiling heights don't get very high. So we're proposing a new strip light, but with a acrylic lens that cover the lamps.
It's fluorescent too?
Yes.
Basically, it's a lens fluorescent strip right there.
Correct. And I think there's a cut sheet in the back.
Well, I'll just throw out the concern that is probably going to come up. It has to do with basically seeing the light sources from the street and then likely realizing that you're trying to communicate it as well as parking garage. I don't have the answers.
Mike?
I have a kind of out-of-bounds question for you guys. Why did they want to sell it? Why did they want to sell this? I can see why you wanted to buy it.
Well, Starwood, I think, had it on the selling block for a couple of years. It's gone through under contract, falling out of contract. I think it just doesn't really fit Starwood's portfolio of hotels. It's kind of, I think it was purchased from Investors Trust, which was, they own, I think, 12 hotels. That's how they got their real estate investment trust status, where they go get public and get all the money that they live in, allowing them to get as big as they are now. But I really just don't think it just fits in their portfolio, and it was kind of a lower end product for them. And they're really kind of gearing more towards the W's, the Westins and the Sheratons, and really kind of focus on more of the higher end, really large hotels.
Any other questions? There's just a couple. One is, what it looked like in the elevation that there are like some tall firs up on that swimming pool level, but in the planning, such a fine name. Although there are Pinocchio Falls cypress in the back.
Right, there's some maples and cypresses. The plantings that we show in our renderings weren't necessarily tied into the planting plan, unfortunately. So the plant itself would take precedent over those renderings.
Okay. Let's see, the second one, sustainability. Are you going for any sort of certification or sustainable? Are you employing any sustainable practices?
We're providing the new sand filter area that's actually taking care of more of the groundwater or surface runoff from the courtyard area than we're required to, but we're not going for any type of certification.
Then the last one is the parking lot screening. I like the way you work the wood. Did I see in one of the elevations that you have some sort of wire screening behind? Is it a layered system? Or
yes,
is it wood?
There is actually. Apologize. There is a layered system between the two, between the inside and the outside areas of wood. So at the center line of this steel frame, there's a 3x3 welded wire mesh. The reason for that is we need to provide security or life safety guardrail for those areas. With the sidewalk now coming all the way to the building, the drop down into the garage is quite a bit more than allowed by code. So in order to keep the screen, the open area that we need to keep our garage considered open, we needed to find a way to provide a guardrail as well as the wood screen. So we introduced that middle layer into it.
So you get a little more, in the oblique, you're going to get a little more passing as you walk along the sidewalk as you look toward the garage. You get light penetration.
Right.
You're going to have. Because of the oblique angles.
Right.
Is it going to have that effect? I'm just imagining.
I'm not sure that the mesh will have any effect on that. I mean, it's a 3x3 mesh, so it's, I think you won't see it too much behind. I think the wood will be strong enough that the mesh will somewhat disappear.
The outline is stainless steel painted?
I think the intent would be painted.
That's all I have. So I would ask now, you can just stay here. I don't have any yellow forms. Anyone wish to speak in favor or in opposition to the project? All right. We'll close the public portion of this hearing. And I think what we'll do is go around and make comments. Want to start with?
Sure. Thanks for your thorough presentation. Take my questions off one by one. So that's a little much shorter. Overall, I think this is a nice cleanup of a tired property. It's certainly it's not a building thing that we think of downtown Portland. And hopefully, you're addressing this building will sort of place it in a building that people like to see and the good thing that when they visit. You're taking away, I think, some things that you're detracting from the building, and you're adding some good things, and I think you're mostly adding some in a sensitive way. I think that it highlights, you know, the basic architecture of the building in a great way. I appreciate also just your effort to reclaim more of the block for non-auto uses, and I think the courtyard's a really great addition. I thought the living wall was an interesting addition, and I think it's going to be great to see something like that come to Portland. I've seen a few of them, including at least one of them in your examples, and they're something to look at, and they're an interesting feature, and I think that given a variety of plants and you know, some artful planting, we can really be a really interesting courtyard, so looking forward to see that. And I also appreciate the kind of minimizing effect that the port pusher has on the auto intrusion across the sidewalk. I think it's going to sort of make that building a better neighbor for everybody around you. I think my only comment is kind of piggybacking on Tim, that since you do have so much open garage, although you're doing an interesting job in screening it, you should work on the light fixtures and find a way to not have exposed.
Thanks, Brad.
Well, I think it's a very successful modernization of the old, auto-oriented thing that you look at every time you drive by, and you're like, no, that doesn't fit here very well. So, they've added a lot of rich texture to the strong base with the darker wood. Restaurant didn't really fit there very well either, so it looks like the facade redo alone could make that place a successful, nice place to go for if you get a good restaurant tour in there. The living wall, not to be confused with the green screen, which we've seen people masquerade around here before. This one actually is a green wall that might actually be what a good example for other projects, so I'm glad you're doing that. You've definitely put a lot of attention to the ground plane, pedestrian touch and feel of it. So I think that, I like it.
Thanks, Andy. Paul?
Thanks for the presentation. This has been here since the 1962.
Nice try.
Motel. I've gone through various things, various owners, taking it and upgrading it. I guess my key concern is the garage, and I think you've taken the screening and presented some very good materials, but it's still an issue when we dealt with the case right before you, and seem to be dealing with these types of garages that are open garages but need to infill them as much as possible, and hiding whether there are auto lights and or also the actual garage lighting. John, there's probably still a further step that you might look at on that. And I think that's where I still am. And I know that's kind of hard to hear you say that, but not quite there. And I don't want to be the architect for your project. Mission is here for is looking at guidelines and making sure those are covered. And maybe it's adding some screening or something, but it's not quite there. The rest of the project and staff report feel very comfortable with, again, as you stated and as you heard. Taking what has grown to be a tired project and put a historical feel to it. As you so aptly put Bauhaus design and really upgraded that one area that maybe it's added material that screens it.
Thanks, Paul. Tim?
Thanks very much for the comprehensive presentation and really detailed, really well put together package. Also, thanks for the taking this building and going in and sort of seeking its genetic code and making it into what it might have been originally. I think when this is done, it's in its own way, it'll be a sort of landmark piece. I think it's a terrific design. I love what you guys are doing with landscaping, the courtyard, the patterning, and I know your interior design guys go well, and I know it's just going to carry right into the building. I think it's going to be a terrific project, and it shows a lot of vision on the owner's part to take this on. That said, I'm hard up against this light bleed issue on parking on the ground floor. And I know what this probably means or may mean is that garage level may need some sort of mechanical ventilation to get the degree of area openness up to building code standards. But if there's not much spandrel around the perimeter, so you can't push the lights up against the spandrel and flow light out into the middle of the space effectively. And I think that everything else is so good on this project that this one I think needs more.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
Mike? Well, I too really appreciate the kind of restraint that you've used on it. And like Tim, I believe that when this is done, it will feel like it was done right in the probably in the 50s, but by something that was really skillful, which brings me to a kind of interesting conclusion about contemporary architecture as being nostalgia. And that's another story. So I really appreciate the restraint. I think this building of almost all of the downtown buildings has this responsibility of exchanging the courtyard with the street front and really engaging that. I'm thinking, you know, I've been to several events at the Jupiter, and it's really interesting to see an indoor-outdoor space and seeing people on the balconies looking at what was formerly a car court with people in it. And I think you're doing the same thing here. So I'm excited about that. And I want to applaud it, and B, I want to make sure that that exchange is made to the maximum, you know, that there's lots of light and transition and whatever. And so that I'm getting around to saying that I like being able to understand that there is an open space underneath this thing, that there is a parking structure there, but I think maybe a simpler, like a bronze mesh or something like that in combination with the eBay, would get you there. It's just feels like it just needs a little bit more density, number one. And number two is that the possibility of using something other than, you know, a bright light every 20 feet on center in a parking structure. I mean, how many of those? We see those everywhere. Maybe they're LEDs, like a few strips of lights or something. Something a little bit a more creative step with the lighting could take this parking structure to something else. And, you know, with lighting, doing all the things it's doing today, you use some very cutting-edge technologies here. Maybe there's some money in there, too. So I'm agreeing with these two commissioners. Really, it's right there, except for that light bleed, the quality of that light bleed issue.
One of those that I noticed is in the Port Cochere, where the grill extends out from underneath the building, that it becomes a grill instead of a solid cover, and it's not very deep, it's about 4 or 5 feet, something like that. I guess I have a little bit of concern about that being a grill and it, you know, being a pedestrian area and, you know, kind of trippy whatnot. It might actually be better. As dense a grill as it is, it might be better if it were solid, was one thought. Not certainly a huge deal to me, but I was just getting some big freaking attention. And two positive, very positive things, I think, is the work they're trying that on the artwork, on the wall side. And, you know, the entry court is somewhat analogous to the sculpture court at the museum, just in terms of the way it fits between the buildings. Very, really positive.
Thanks,
Dan. Can I might be out of line, but I realize that I didn't fully explain a few things with the parking screen. Is it possible that I can continue with a brief, very brief
sure.
explanation? There's a couple things that have come up with the parking garage screen that now is an issue. Obviously, we've got the open versus closed nature of the garage. So the point that we're at is a percentage of 80% open area that we need to maintain in order to keep the garage considered open without providing additional mechanical exhaust for that. So I just wanted to address that so that it was clear why we sort of did what we did. In addition, I think that we are open to the idea of at those lights providing some sort of baffle that can, at the very least, in the lights that are at the edge of the property, keep light from spilling out onto the sidewalk and keep it contained within the structure.
Thank you. Well, for me, I think it's the same thing for me, but I want to back up, and I've always, I guess, one of the things that I hit on are the green wall concepts that we get, and we have raw concrete or some kind of raw structural material that's not consistent with the rest of the building, and then we have little cables or wires over the top, and we throw some green things kind of planted in a tiny little hole in the concrete, and it's called green wall. And I get, I'm a landscape architect, and I get leery of that. I want to see architecture first, and
let's, if we can make something happen over it, that would be great. Greenness, very much in favor of innovation and green technology, and I think this one is an innovative concept. I think it's really a very interesting approach. It really plants the plants and really waters and cares for them in a way unlike anything I've seen before. So I want to applaud your team and however you guys came up with this. I think it's a great idea and maybe a tool that can be used by others in the future. So thank you for that innovation. Second is the screen. I did ask that question right off because of how transparent that wall is in a way if you're looking through your images for the garage screening. And I too feel that the lighting and that screening could go for another round to refine it and come up with some kind of baffling system. I have no other problems with the building. In fact, I'm quite impressed with the, no disrespect to the architect who came up with the blue mat, sort of a little fast. But I have to tell you, I really think that you really stripped that building down and made a wonderful piece of architecture out of something like that. For me, I pass by all the time and I always wonder why it exists amongst so much other great architecture in downtown Portland. So, I want to applaud you for that, but on this note, I would say for me, the screening also is a little stumbling block, and I guess you have two choices. One is you can call the question and I could ask for a motion and we'll get a vote, or you could talk with your client and see if you want to address that issue. I think we could probably give you an quick, since it's one item, we wouldn't expect a full presentation of the whole project again. Or maybe two out of 10. We had a entry there.
I guess I would say that's something that I encourage them to think about.
Yeah. So you can take that as advisement. But I think the screen is one thing that probably needs to be looked at again. And I appreciate the vertical analysis you did. You showed your thinking behind that. So. I think you did a thorough job in where you got, but I think in terms of the exposure to you deserve another go. Now that's your option. So I would leave it up to you to instruct us on what the writers to do. Okay, and then take a break.
Sure. There's another possibility.
I'll just. We can have a discussion with them because the record is closed.
The other possibility is that seeing as Tim had such a cakewalk with this project, that I would just kick it into his court and say this could be done administratively, hearing our concerns about the screening. Mm-hmm. And that obviously has to be considered by the commissioners.
Yeah, could they
though?
Could you condition it with the submitting of a type 2 for the screen? Although you do that, it costs more money to just come back.
Yeah, that would be applied.
I see the struggle. It's like, just do this. And for what that's worth, we did go a few rounds with the screen. And it is challenging. It's the whole existing condition issue and clearances. But I have some really neat ideas. And I don't see why this team hit it one more time, come back with a couple extra sheets of paper. I'd probably grab up your packs of drawings right now so I don't have to run a whole set of trees and slam dunk this.
Yeah, the next thing.
I don't even see the whole thing.
I don't even see it. But C20, I've read that a little more clearly. I know what you guys are talking about now, so. But, so is it officially the end of Paul saying that he's never met a garage?
I think so. I didn't hear that.
It's the first time. And he was brief.
But he can't say that ever again.
He totally doesn't like it.
Yeah, right.
You did say you
it's
were.
It's not his favorite garage.
There's an issue.
It's great.
There's multiple.
How big is much of the trim goes, 45, or whatever, people say, or how many, or...
Yes. Thanks.
Yeah, okay.
We're gonna ask for it to come back in a couple weeks after studying the lighting.
So the November 1st is the next available, is that work for you?
Yes.
And we were confirming when you were out, get you in first, and you and I will work together next week and figure it out. I heard lots of good ideas, and have any other questions you can ask, but...
Tim, on that date, is everyone first?
Well, in this case, what I was, it's kind of a curious appeal coming in next week that is currently first. I would imagine this issue on its return, given the integrity and caliber of the team. I think they're gonna come back with yet another slam dunk on this issue, and it'll be pretty quick.
Let's make Jeff wait till the end.
Yeah.
Let's think that's all.
Set it in place.
So we'll try and get them on first, go out.
They will be first.
Before the appeal?
Okay.
Before the appeal.
Correct.
And you want to...
One item, thank you very much, thank you for coming.
Do I have them?
Not from Seattle. I'm sure you have the same weather up there as you have here. I'm sorry we didn't have them.
I could be back.